Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is an email that I received last week from Lance. Here's a question of the day that would be fun to ask listeners. Thank you, Lance. We appreciate
Thanks, Lance.
It. Yeah. Why can't everyone in the family be on the same page and keep the kitchen sink clear by putting their dishes in the dishwasher? It's a family problem for me, the dad, as I have to unload and load the dishwasher every single morning. 30-minute job in my house. And then he attached a picture of his sink. And I wanted to say, Lance, because that's your job.
Right.
That's why.
You know what? Do you remember being a teenager and being fancy free? You just throw the dishes right there. I mean, sometimes they didn't even make it in the sink. You just leave them on the counter.
I mean, my kids leave them on the table. It drives me crazy, but I'm working on it.
It's funny. As an adult, it would never happen. It would drive me insane.
Yeah. I think that there's just some chores and tasks that are divvied up in the family, even if you didn't truly assign them. My husband does most of the dishes. He does. And he loads the dishwasher and he washes them. Because I cook. And then usually by that time, it's time to put the kids to bed. So I'm upstairs putting the kids to bed and he's cleaning up downstairs. But last night, it was early. So I started doing the dishes. The anxiety on his face about the way I was doing them and loading them into the dishwasher. And he was casually readjusting it. And I just was like, this isn't a fight you need to pick. Turned off the water, dried my hands, and walked away. And that was the end of that.
My wife will have a list of these things that we do in my house.
I cook, and you clean up.
Usually.
I dust, and sometimes you vacuum.
I vacuum all the time now. I'm the vacuumer. You do the laundry, I make the bed.
Yes.
We both take out the trash.
Yep.
Have you eaten out of the trash barrel yet, by the way? I cleaned it. I cleaned it with the pressure washer. It's so nice.
That's disgusting.
Derek, is there a task that your spouse has that you do not get involved in?
My wife always books flights for travel.
Oh.
I made a mistake one time, and it's an expensive mistake. So now it is not my job.
So funny. Yep.
I do the opposite of this, actually. So now I just don't even discuss the flights with my wife. I just book them.
Oh, that's good.
Because what happens is she is the same way. She will hesitate on things. She will want to think things over. God forbid we're going on a trip with somebody else. She wants to consult with a dozen other people. And you know what happens in that time? The price has changed. The flights have changed. The availability's gone. Now, at this point, I just don't even ask anymore. At this point, I just book the flights.
Well, that's what I do with me and my husband. I'm the one that does it. We actually got into an argument the last time we went away because also when we get to the airport, I don't allow him or the kids to carry their own passports.
Oh, no, no.
I have to carry them.
I hand them to my wife immediately because I will lose them. So.
And he gets mad. He's like, I'm an adult. I can carry my own passport. I'm like, no. If it's not in my purse so I can have them all together.
Right.
It gives me weird anxiety.
What does he need it for?
I
mean, you're all traveling together.
Why do you have to hold your own passport?
No. I'm on your side with this one.
You're 45. I understand. You're capable of carrying your own passport.
Possibly.
It just makes it easier if I know that they're in my purse strapped to my chest safely so we can arrive back in our country.
Paul thinks because he's traveled out of the country by himself, and he's managed to get there and get back, that he's capable of doing this. But when he goes to the airport by himself, it's only him. Yeah. It's only his bags he has to worry about. He's not worried about anything else. He doesn't have to pay attention to the girls running around. Who's doing this? What's happening? Keeping the family together. He's better off letting you carry the passport.
I agree. And the boarding passes.
Yes. And anything like that whatsoever. I won't even check us in digitally on my phone, even though I've booked the flights, because I'm like, wait a minute, am I supposed to put this on my phone or not? But that part, I all leave to her.
That's because you don't know how to use your phone.
Well, that's part of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can book a flight with the best of them.
What's that thing you never wash? 1-800-330-9999. We have a coworker that never uses soap to wash their coffee mug, just rinses it out with water, says it makes the coffee taste better. It's gross.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird. You know what I've been doing is over the last couple of weeks, I've had to do that nasal rinse thing after I had that sinus procedure.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to rinse that out and wash that thing every time. I haven't been.
The neti pot?
Yeah.
Ew.
No, I just drain it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Sit it on the thing upside down and then hope I don't get a brain-eating amoeba.
Look inside. That'll change your mind. That mold grows fast.
Oh.
Hi, it's Yana and Raven. What don't you wash?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I do not. I have a couple of beer pint glasses that I do not wash. I just rinse them out because they say it messes with the suds.
So I have a mug at a local bar in my town. And, you know, I mean, they wash it, but they wash it like bar wash it, right? So they dip it in some water. They shake it around and then dip it in some other water. And I've looked in the bottom of my beer mug before, and I'm pretty sure there's mold in there.
Ew.
But because it's an old mug and it's like coated in this ceramic, you can't tell if it's like something that's, you know, kiln burnt in there or if it's actually like something growing at the bottom of the mug. I always say I'm going to take it home, wash it myself. I never do.
Wait, your dirty
mug.
You're
probably getting a good head on your beer.
Mm. Oh, all right. That's
I am.
Yeah, it's a fantastic head on
is
your
that
beer.
The mold? Am I thanking the mold for that? Thank you, mold.
You're getting superpowers from the mold in your beer mug.
It's a give and take.
Yeah.
It's a give and take.
Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What don't you wash?
I never wash my shower curtains. I figure I can use them until the wheels fall off. I wait until they get just a little bit of mold, and then I throw them away at that point and grab a new one.
I support that.
Uh-huh.
I feel like washing shower curtains is from, like, the 50s. I feel like that is over. On the other hand, you know what's going to happen is it's always that time when you're busted broke or you ain't got the time to even run to the store or whatever. That's when the liner starts blacking up. And now all of a sudden mom got sick or you got a friend that came into town surprisingly or whatever. And you got this nasty shower liner.
I feel like the quality of shower liners has really, really improved over the last decade. Because I remember that there was a time where I would have to replace it all the time because it would get grungy and yellow and gross. I don't even remember the last time I replaced my shower curtain or my shower liner. Like, they're just there. And I've been in that house for 3.5 years.
You have a cleaning service. They're replacing your shower curtain.
No, they're
for
not.
You.
Absolutely not.
No?
No, of course not.
Now, maybe your water's just radioactive. Ann and Raven, what don't you ever wash?
My Brita filter. I don't remember the last time that I've done that. I mean, it self-cleans, right? It's a filter. So it's designed. And I changed the filter out, but just the container itself, I imagine it has to be clean. Right?
You know what? I think you're right. I think this is one of those things that people seldom wash because it's always you're always in the process of just filling it. And every time you look at it and think about washing it, you're like, no. I got one more clean one in here. I'm just going to fill it, stick it right back in the fridge. I think you might be right.
My water bottle is so nasty. Like, I'm looking at it right now and I wash it once a week. I'll wash it. But if you look at the top, Raven, just look at it. Just
Why
look.
Don't you wash it more than once
because
a week?
Because I just fill it up and I drink. I fill it up and I drink.
You feel like it tastes better that way?
No. I don't even realize it because it's constantly just full and I'm drinking. But then every once in a while, just look.
Ugh.
I know.
Like, wash your smeg off of your cup.
It's got like red lipstick stains.
It's gross.
It's all like green around the edges.
I think you can get a fingerprint off of the oil that's on that thing right now.
I do believe it makes me superhuman and it builds my immunity so that I can't get diseases.
I'm not sure that's how that works.
1-800-330-9999. What's that thing that you never wash? Somebody wrote on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven that they never wash their sneakers. I don't think the only time I ever wash my sneakers, and this sounds so nasty, is if I step in dog, you know what?
So wait a minute. So then you put them in your washer?
Yeah,
after that?
No, I hose them outside.
Yeah,
I use like a screwdriver to like get inside all the like the edges.
Right,
and then
you
I
just
wash
ruined
it.
Your husband's screwdriver.
He doesn't know.
Like, get a stick.
No. Okay. Screwdriver's so much more efficient. It's nasty, right?
That is nasty.
What's the thing that you never wash? We have a coworker that told us that they never wash their coffee mug here at work. They just rinse it out with water because it makes the coffee taste better.
It seems gross.
What is it for you? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
I never wash my bathroom rugs. I was just thinking about this the other day. They're probably really gross.
You can't wash them because they just disintegrate anyway. If you wash them, you got to like half wash them or put them on gentle or something like that. And when you got shag rug, like in the bathroom. I mean, that's not getting anything out. You just shake them out. My wife washed 4 bathroom rugs the other day, Anna. Guess what?
What?
We need 4 new bathroom rugs.
Yeah. So I realized, and I don't wash them often. I'm with you. Like, it is, it's like something had to happen on the rug for me to wash.
Right.
You know, but we did. The first time it was okay, but I made a mental note that, like, it, you know, it wasn't, I shouldn't ever wash them again.
Right.
And then the second time we washed them, they were so flat and had like no, I had to throw them away, and then I had to order new ones.
My rectangle turned into like, it's squiggly lines. It looks like an old model of like a single cell organism that you get like in a fourth grader science class. That's what the rug shape is like on my bathroom floor right now.
And the worst part is that mine matched my shower curtain.
Yeah, so now you can't find
it. Now I can't find it. Now I don't know. Now they don't match anymore.
You got to redo the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Never wash
them. I need new tile.
Don't do it. Don't wash these things.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What don't you wash?
Yeah, I don't wash my blender after I use it. Like, I rinse it out and stuff, but I actually feel like if I don't wash it, it actually adds to the flavor when I make the next smoothie. I think you should try it. It's pretty awesome.
That sounds disgusting.
That sounds like food poisoning. I mean, if it was a cast iron skillet and you were making breakfast on it, that'd be one thing.
Well,
but I mean,
it's not much different than my Pizzelle maker. You know, like, same thing with my Pizzelle maker is that I don't wash it every year. I just take a nice damp cloth, wipe it down, and move on with my life.
I would clean that thing up. Mm. You're using dairy especially. Whoa.
Anna and Raven, what don't you wash?
Okay, so it's not that I never wash them, but I hardly ever wash my jeans.
Yeah, I wash my jeans very sparingly too. I used to wash them all the time, like every week with my regular clothes. And then I got out of that when people started telling me, like, you're not supposed to wash them.
No, they don't need it. I feel like unless I've, you know, spilled something that's made like an obvious mark or stain, they just, you know, they're durable. They don't need it.
You know what I wash even less than jeans, Anna?
What?
Black jeans.
Oh,
black jeans are only going in every once in a while.
Why are you still wearing black jeans as a man?
Black jeans are magic jeans.
No, they're like out of style for guys. How often do you wash your jeans?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't know when's the last time I washed them.
How about you? When's the last time you washed your jeans?
Maybe like 4 months ago.
Oh my God.
I'm going to say it's at least 5 or 6 wears.
So,
at least.
Oh, I have like a rule. It's like 3 wears, they go in the wash. But I also have a toddler, so I always feel like I have like junk on them from like her spilling ice cream or whatever.
Because that might be different.
Yeah, stay away from the toddlers. If you don't have toddler jeans leg, you're probably fine.
1-800-330-9999. That thing you never wash. What is it? And this is a good one on our text line at 1-800-330-9999. I never wash my winter coats. I have an hour-long commute, and I just noticed how many breakfast stains are on it from the season. Me too.
You know what? I don't really wash many of my coats all that often, right? And a sweatshirt is never the same after you wash it. Like, you buy a sweatshirt or you get gifted a sweatshirt. You wear that sweatshirt until it's nasty, because the second it goes in and comes back out, it's not the same.
Yeah. No, my sweatshirts I do, but my winter coats, when you say it that way, I would say every other year I'll bring it to the dry cleaners and I'll never wash it myself.
I think that you're probably being generous with your numbers right there.
Yeah.
I bet you have some coats that you've never washed, period.
Well, 100%. It's so funny. I never thought about it. We have a coworker that the whole reason why this comes up, they never use soap in their coffee mugs here at work because they say that it takes away from the taste when they refill it with coffee the following day.
You just rinse it, hit it with a paper towel. That's gross.
Isn't that nasty?
That's gross.
I mean, I guess to each his own. What is the thing you never wash? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Okay, so I don't wash my comforter, which sounds disgusting, but it's like a duvet comforter mixed in one, and it's really hard to get it into the washing machine because it's so big, and like, you know, it costs a lot of money. You have to pay for the expensive washer, and so like, yeah, I just don't wash it.
Wow. It's
kinda
gross. I didn't
know for years that you were supposed to wash a comforter.
What?
Oh my gosh.
What?
So when I got married, I bought a duvet, and like, because I didn't know, like, I was like, oh my gosh, you could wash the cover. It comes right off.
Yeah.
And then I don't have to just like, you know, constantly be buying new comforters. I would buy them cheap, like at Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever at the time. But I didn't know that you could wash comforters.
Oh my gosh.
But also, when I was growing up, we would take our comforter off our bed every night. So we never actually used it. We would have like a blanket underneath. It was just for decoration.
Yeah, tell yourself whatever you want to. It's still a little bit gross. I mean, shove that thing in a washing machine. Go to a laundromat. They have large ones just for comforters.
Mm, you're not alone. I think a lot of people don't wash comforters.
What a confession.
It's Anna and Raven. What don't you wash?
I actually don't wash my legs.
I don't wash my legs either.
Anna doesn't do that either.
Yeah.
Well, I realized that this has become a thing recently, and I was shocked to learn that I was one of the abnormal ones. I think it's perfectly normal to just let the soap run down your body. But yeah, I don't bend over and take the time to wash my legs. I take quick showers. I'm in and out. So
Raven and I have had this conversation before because he thinks it's disgusting, but I'm like, how dirty are your calves that you have to scrub? It comes right down your body.
If you pressure wash your house, all right, you start at the top. You work your way down. It isn't clean by the time you get halfway down the house. Like, you got to keep on scrubbing.
Yeah, but
when your legs are the closest part of you that's to the floor.
Yeah, but your house gets dirt thrown at it at impact, like, halfway through, not your knees.
Who's throwing dirt at your house?
Who's throwing dirt at your knees?
Yeah, I'm wearing pants all the time. Yes. My thighs don't get dirty. Yes.
You guys are gross.
It's Anna and Raven. What don't you wash?
My bra.
Oh, nobody washes their bras.
I can't even remember.
Yep. Yeah.
No, nobody does.
But realistically, how often do you wash it? Because like I know, because I don't remember. Like my sports bras are different because like you work out, you sweat in those, you throw those in the wash. But like my real bras, no idea, no clue.
And I mean, you've sweat in those.
Yeah, I mean, that's bad. I like can't even remember it.
Like bras like fall apart though, right? Like that's the thing is that if you wash them, they lose their shape.
Well, they lose their ability to hold the boulders. So, you know, so it becomes stretched out and everything. So you just try to wear them without having to wash them as much as you can.
Thank you for so eloquently explaining that.
Well, you know, how else are you going to put it? On our text line at 1-800-330-9999, my dog ate a sewing needle. We weren't sure if he got it or not, so my dad put the metal detector over him, and it went crazy. Brought him to the vet, ended up passing it on his own without injury.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
I mean, that's quite a lucky set of circumstances. But do you stand there over the x-ray machine and watch it go through him over the next 8 hours?
It's like a little tiny missile moving its way across.
I'm terrified.
Pets on average eat 4 things a day that they shouldn't. What was the last thing your pet ate that they should not have? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
The first time my iPad chewed it in half. And then he actually ate that half. And I just got it. It was about 2 weeks old. And he was still a pup. He's a big dog. He's a Doberman. And then about a year later, he did the same thing to a brand new MacBook.
He just loves
and
metal.
Yes, either way, we had to take him to the vet twice to get a stomach pump. So, yeah, he went from being a pretty expensive dog to being a ridiculously expensive dog.
Yeah, that's
and
for
I still
sure.
love him. I still love him.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What did your dog eat?
Hi. Well, it was actually my friend's dog. I was visiting them, and in the luggage, I had a dress that I loved, a dress I actually spent money on, which is, you know, I don't spend a lot of money on clothes, and I loved this dress. And I went in later, and I saw their little Frenchie was, like, tearing up the dress. You know, I was so sad and upset. The dress is ruined. But then when I picked it up, I realized that parts of the dress were actually missing. The dog ate part of the dress.
My dog was in love. I will consume you.
Yeah, my dog ate. Remember when Lila would only eat
my
thongs?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
She would eat my thongs, and they would just be like,
what?
Yeah. Yeah.
How? Why?
We've asked that same question many times.
Yeah.
But it's something primal. It's the pheromones.
I swear, because she would only eat like the ones that were in the dirty hamper, which is disgusting.
Oh, no.
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your dog eat?
Horrifically, my Louis Vuitton bag chewed right through it. I was so upset. I basically was in tears for about a month.
I'd still carry it. I'd be like, you know what? This bag is like a mortgage payment, and I'm still going to carry it all eaten up by this dog.
That dog would have to get a job. Immediately, that dog would get a job. We're going to teach you the value of a dollar so we don't run ourselves into this problem again. We are both going to learn from this. This is a teachable moment.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your dog eat?
My dog ate my cell phone. Cracked all around the protective shield. I can't believe it. It's ruined. And I didn't have a warranty on that either. Thanks a lot.
Of course not, because the one time that like they ask you if you need a warranty on your phone. Actually, you know what? I bet you dog eating your phone probably isn't even covered under the warranty.
It's not going to qualify. I've spent all the money on all the protections, and when I go in, there's always some exception, and I am the exception to the rule.
And you have to lie right through your teeth. Like when they ask you, did you submerge this in water, and you 100%
like, no.
You dropped it in the toilet, you're like, nope. But this was sitting in this rice for 6 days.
Yeah. Never been any pets here.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your pet eat?
My pet ate my husband's glasses.
Oh my gosh.
That could be expensive. Yes. It's definitely inconvenient, right? And does your husband have a lot of backup pairs, or did he have to go to work looking like a dork?
I'm still blind.
You know how it is, man. Your backup ones, sometimes, you know, they got the tape on it. You know, they're glued.
No, he ate them too.
Yeah.
I ate them earlier.
How do you digest that? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if he's got the lens out and if he stands in the right type of light, he could start a fire.
That's true.
So let's just let's make sure that everybody's safe.
1-800-330-9999. What did your pet eat? The average pet tries to eat something that they shouldn't 4 times a day. What was the last thing that your pet ate that they should not have? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, on our Facebook page, Sarah wrote, I had a rabbit steal one of the kids' hot dogs on a plate and dove under the couch with it. I ran after her yelling, no, don't do it. You're a vegetarian. And she had a pretty big bite. It made me laugh because when your dog gets something they're not supposed to eat in their mouth, right? What do you yell at Barkley and Baxter?
No. Put it down. Leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Any one of those things, which, by the way, none of those instructions usually work on anything. Even
true.
When we're playing like catch, they won't leave it when they're told to.
I'm a big stop. Stop. Well, it says that 56% of pet owners will shout stop or no to try to stop their pets. And 35% put their pets in a timeout like they're a toddler. I guess if I do that, too, with the crate, right?
Yeah.
Like if she's not behaving, she'll go in her crate.
My instructor would say that the crate is a safe haven, not
it
a
is.
Punishment.
Well,
thank
Lila,
you very much.
Yeah, Lila actually does love her crate. She's happy there. Sometimes we open the door after she gets in trouble and she just doesn't come out. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What did your pet eat that they shouldn't have?
Hi, my dog ate a Duraflame log.
Oh, no.
A what?
A Duraflame log. They use them to start. Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know what it is? It must be a texture thing because they're hard but kind of soft. I can't imagine that tastes very well. It smells a little bit like kerosene.
Well, she ate about half of it, so it must have tasted pretty good.
Oh, my gosh.
That's disgusting.
Like a full-size one?
Yeah, like a full-size one.
Oh, man. Tell her not to smoke while driving for the next couple weeks, all right?
Exactly.
Anna and Raven, what did your pet eat?
Well, my dog has eaten everything from Play-Doh, retainers, toys. He's also eaten, right now he's on to like Nerf dart, but the weirdest thing he's ever eaten was when my baby son was born, his umbilical cord fell off and my wife, for whatever reason, sentimental, wanted to put it in the baggie and save it.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we couldn't find it.
Oh
so we
God.
Assumed that he ate the umbilical cord.
Oh my God.
His palate is so vast. It's like Play-Doh to umbilical cord.
Isn't there like, there's like some, you know, secret magic powers in the umbilical cord too, right? It's like the, you know, the stem cell center.
That's
right?
Like, no, like the placenta.
Oh, well, whatever.
The placenta.
I mean, so the dog couldn't fly after.
No,
it didn't give him any superpowers.
I thought my wife was going to take it and get it surgery just to get the umbilical piece.
Oh, God.
To get it back. And Raven, what did your dog eat?
A jar of peanut butter.
Oh, my dog loves peanut butter.
She got it off the counter. It was in the middle of the living room floor and sat there and worked on the jar lid. I don't know how long it took her, but she got it open and she got all of the peanut butter out that her snout could fit in the jar.
Oh, my. What kind of dog do you have?
She's like a husky mix.
Smart. Like an octopus or something. Opening a jar. Like, I mean, that's impressive.
Anna and Raven, what did your pet eat?
Hi, that was easy. My dog ate my back seat. I went in to go teach yoga. I left him in the car because he likes the car. And he ate my back seat. And plus, he also ate a seat belt, too.
Oh, what kind of dog?
A German Shepherd. He's actually a police dog. He's from the Czech Republic. But he has a lot of separation anxiety from me. So I teach yoga, and I left him in the car like I always do. And I came back, and my seat was gone. So now I have to invest in a seat and a seatbelt.
Wow.
I had a pit bull one time. He ate my steering wheel.
Wait a minute. How do you drive home when your pit bull eats your steering wheel?
Well, he ate like a piece of it.
Oh.
So, I mean, so you could still hold on to it from the sides. But that's when I learned that you couldn't leave Bella alone.
No.
Couldn't leave her alone for even a minute. Also, why they don't put cloth seats in the back of police cruisers.
Makes sense. Did you ever get caught trespassing? I did, and it was really embarrassing because I'm a grown woman. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I did this. I'm such a loser. What's wrong with me?
I mean, I don't know if the word loser really pertains here. I mean, you're curious, and possibly a thief, and definitely somebody that needs to be on some sort of registry somewhere.
I'm not a thief. So I was early to school pickup for my older daughter, Hayden. And for the last, 13 years, I drive by this, I guess it's like, I don't know what it is. That's the problem.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a school. I don't know if it's a company. I don't know if it's a compound, but it's close to my daughter's school. And there's a million fences up against it. And there's like all these no trespassing signs.
Yeah.
And like, I always am peeking, trying to see what it is.
Right.
Because it's right in the middle of a residential area and it's right next to my daughter's school. So I was early and I was driving by, I go, why don't I just turn in?
I'm going to drive in there.
What's the difference?
Right. I can do whatever I want. It's America. I pay my taxes.
I'm a grown up.
My car's registered.
I'm not going to hurt anyone.
I mean, what? I'm just turning around. If anybody says anything, I took a wrong turn.
Yeah, exactly. So I pull in and I start going down this hill. And the hill is really steep. And I'm like, I don't know.
You didn't expect that. See?
Right.
You didn't expect a 30 degree, downcline.
It was decline. And I was like, oh no. I'm like, and I look and it has like those big ball cameras everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere. And
so now they're staring at you. You know, they're looking you right in the face in your car.
And there's nobody else there. There's not another single car. There's all these buildings that look kind of older and a little bit abandoned. And as I'm going down, I'm like, this is a one way. Like, there's no like.
There's no way for you to get out.
Right. I have to like pull a U-turn and I have to do it. So I get to the bottom and there's this house and I'm like, I don't know. This seems like shady. I'm like, I'm gonna turn around. Right.
I love you go from full confidence. I can do whatever I want. Total panic inside of, 30 yards in a driveway.
It's like dusk. It's like getting dark, So now I'm getting scared because I'm like, what if they lock me in? What if they lock the gate? Because the gates are usually closed, but it wasn't closed, which enticed me to try to get in there.
What if they release the dragon?
I didn't know what was going to happen.
The Kraken. Oh, my God.
I get to the bottom, and all of a sudden, as I'm turning around, and it's tight. It's like a tight turn.
Right. You're not supposed to turn around there. This is why they have you.
The door flies open in the house, and this guy in a uniform starts walking out. And I go, what do I say? Right? I just kept going.
You just ran over the curb and left.
I finished my three-point turn really quickly. I didn't roll down my windows, and I just went out as quickly as possible, and I felt like such a criminal.
What if he had opened your door, grabbed you, and was like, ma'am, you're going to be like, crying and everything. He'd be like, what are you doing here? He just instruct you to turn around over here.
So now I'm like obsessed because I narrowly escaped whatever that elderly man wanted to say or do to me. And I don't know what it is. And I'm trying to find online, like, what is it? And I can't find anything with the address. And all I kept thinking about was like, I got busted trespassing. I am 42 years old mother.
Sometimes you find yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I mean, has anybody else been caught trespassing? There's no really fun ending to the story. I don't know what's there. I'm still under investigation. I'm going to do a stakeout, possibly.
I mean, I wouldn't do that. If I was you, I would just stay away from now on.
I'm going to use a different car so it doesn't have that license plate.
One with a tighter turning radius.
Oh, my God.
That way you can escape quicker if you need to.
I don't know. Have you ever been caught trespassing? Like, what happened? 1-800-330-9999. Did you ever get caught trespassing? I got caught. I was just being curious. I drive by this area, like, every day for the last 13 years, and it's all fenced in, and it has these no trespassing signs. I have no idea what it is. I was like, I'm early for school pickup. Let me go investigate.
Yeah, good idea.
Oh, my gosh. The guy came out of security. There were cameras everywhere. I peeled out of there like a criminal.
Waving his baton.
Oh,
I mean, I know it wouldn't surprise anybody to hear that I have trespassing stories, but for you, this is a little bit out of character.
Yeah. Did you ever get caught trespassing? 1-800-330-9999. Jonathan.
So this is actually during COVID. My dad and I were going kind of crazy, wanting to get some exercise, and we're looking for a tennis court to play on, and there's one in town where they had actually chained the gate closed, so we couldn't get on the court. So we climbed over, and we were playing for maybe about a half an hour, and then someone from the parks department came and told us to get out.
You know, what were they doing? Protecting the tennis court from you guys during the pandemic? I mean, seriously, what a stupid, stupid rule.
Well, I mean, it's private property.
You know what? But I hope you didn't get in real trouble, right? You didn't get in real trouble?
No, but I mean, as a taxpayer, I kind of own the court, technically.
Yeah.
It's mine.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's not breaking and entering. It's not breaking and entering because we didn't cut the chain. We climbed the fence.
Right.
So.
Perfect.
For your dad being still limber, right? A couple rounds of tennis, right? Climb the fence, no problem.
Giselle, what's your trespassing story?
So we got caught trespassing on a girl's night out in the most stupid way. We didn't realize that the UN entrance is off the FDR. So when we got off, instead of making a turn, we just continued going, and we ended up going inside the United Nations. So
good.
We had like the entire security department
ringing
guns on us.
Right. Four chicks in an SUV. Out for the first time in forever, right? A bunch of mom patrol here, and now you're drunk at the UN. Great. Great job.
Why are you drunk? Happen to good people. Doesn't make sense.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm glad you survived it. I am. My gosh.
Yeah, I can tell the story now.
Right, right, right. Now you've gotten over the anxiety of it all these years later. But for then, for a while, you were like traumatized.
Yep.
Yes, I was expecting the freaking security guards popping at my door at some point. So,
for
service or somebody. But...
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It's the last time we ever went out together, right?
Yeah.
There's always that one friend in the group that was so shook by it, but they never go out with you guys again, right?
Ben, when did you get caught trespassing?
So my fraternity brothers and I in college, we had a golf course right nearby, and we used to throw keggers there every weekend. And we would meet up on the 10th hole down the green, and we'd charge people $5 a cup for like one of those red solo cups. And we've been doing it for a few months, and then all my buddies got busted. Luckily, I was off taking a leak somewhere else and did not get caught. But, yeah, all my buddies got busted.
On the golf course.
Right. Perfect time to go bounding through the woods after that, right, when you see the red and blue lights show up.
Yep, I ran in the other direction.
How did it take them so long to catch you guys? I mean, the first time that I'm out there as the groundskeeper and I see red solo cups all over the place and there's a college, you know, a half a mile down the street, I know what happened.
Well, they
right?
cleaned that. I mean, you guys must clean it up because I can't imagine that a bunch of college kids are really that good at cleaning up.
I was
going to
say, man, I mean, it, you know, you're on the green. There's going to be some divots at the very least, right? There's going to be some divots.
More
okay?
than a couple divots.
So, I don't know, man. You're lucky you got away with it that long and good timing.
Yeah.
When the popo shows up.
Yeah.
It was meant to be.
That's why you'll be president and the other guy is serving 7 to 10.
You got that right.
Did you ever get caught trespassing? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Did you ever get caught trespassing? This past week I did. I was just curious. I wanted to see what this big compound near my daughter's school was. I've been driving by it for years. There was cameras. The guys in security came running out. I just kept my windows up and turned and did a 3-point turn and left. Like a criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been a CIA building. You don't know.
I was curious, and I had a few minutes before school pickup. I learned my lesson. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Did you ever get caught trespassing?
Yes, I did, actually. I went to Greenwich in the 90s when Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous used to be on, and I had my mother's realtor book. So I went to one of the most expensive houses. And it said, do not trespass, attack dog, I didn't care. I had to see this house. And I pulled in, and they closed the secret gates on me. And I had, like, pajamas on, a Mustang that was old. Everybody else was in, like, Porsches and nice things. Got arrested. I had to pay a $150 fine. And then that was it. But, yep.
Whose house were you trespassing?
I have no idea. It was just like $3 or $4 million, and I was like, that'll work.
So there was a gate that closed behind you when you pulled in? Is that what you're saying, too?
Yeah, I pulled in. The house was made of like those 80s glass blocks. I was like, oh, sure. My God, this is great. And I pulled in, and this lady came down in an old Mercedes and just started pointing her finger at me and yelling, and then... this gate shut behind my car and closed me in the property. Yeah.
I mean, nobody would think to arrest the person that shows up in their pajamas with a book of your house and you've never met them before.
I know.
Not the smartest choice.
Hey, Paul, you get caught trespassing? What happened?
So 40 years ago, my sister had a summer home, and there's a private island about 4 miles. And my brother-in-law and I decided to take a small boat he had over to this private island. So we did that, and we, you know, got off, and we ran around the beach for a minute and a half, and then we left and went home. So 40 years to the day, this past summer, we're like, come on, let's do it again. So we went over to this private island from Montauk, and we reach, and we no sooner have our foot like in the water to get onto the beach, and there's a security guard standing behind us, and he's like, "You guys know you can't be here, right?" And we were like, and they just like turned around and pointed at the big yellow sign that says, "No trespassing."
Yeah.
Nuclear fallout area.
This happened to me too. I went on a kayak with Paul and Hayden, yeah, my oldest daughter.
Yeah.
And we were like, we're going out to these little islands. I didn't know you could own an island. We pulled up to an island. We were so excited to explore. This guy came out screaming. I was like, he's like, "Get off my island." I'm like, "You can own an island? I didn't know that was a thing." Scott, when did you get caught trespassing?
Hey, so back in high school, crazy teen. There was this like creepy old like closed hotel that had this abandoned swimming pool, and me and my buddies, we would sneak in and actually skate in the pool because it was empty. And they kind of caught on one, and they just like one night they busted up on us, and it freaked us out. But thankfully, they ended up just like letting us go. Like, you know, they looked us up and ran it through. But it definitely like scared the bejesus out of us.
You break into an old hotel, you're asking for it, right?
And it also sounds kind of awesome. If I was a teenager,
yeah,
and
it
I
was,
had
it was up.
Right, and I had an old hotel near where I lived, yeah, I probably would have broken into it too. We have one near where I live now. Of course, I'm an adult,
mm-hmm,
and it would be very hard to explain to the police what I was doing there if I was to break in
with a skateboard.
Right, so I'm gonna have to skip that and just, you know, live vicariously through your story.
Did you ever try to hide something from your parents? You ever get caught out for it?
Mm.
Now, it doesn't matter how old you are or how famous you are. You still try to hide stuff from your mom and dad, right?
That's for sure.
This was trending in the news.
Jenna Ortega's mother didn't seem to hold back her disapproval over photos of the Wednesday star smoking a cigarette.
So Jenna Ortega's from Wednesday. You know who she is. She's Wednesday.
She's a huge star.
Yeah. She's only 20 years old.
She was in You. She was, I mean, she's really, really good.
Anyway, she was in London and she was outside and she was with one of her girlfriends, another actress, and they were caught smoking by the paparazzi. Pictures were all over the place. People were freaking out about it. And guess who saw? Her mom. Her mom is a nurse.
Yeah.
So what did her mom do?
Natalie took to her Instagram story this week with a series of memes and screenshots calling out the dangers of smoking, from lung cancer to tooth damage and more.
Yeah, her mom was mad. You know, she got a phone call. You know, she got yelled at by her mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes your parents bust you in something like that. It doesn't matter what your position may be, that, you know, they come for you when they can.
I was thinking about it. I'm like, what did you try to hide from your parents? And who are you more afraid of, your mom or your dad? It's interesting when you think of it that way, because even when you try to hide stuff, there's one that you're really scared of.
Yeah.
Like there's one parent that you're like, oh, please don't let them find out. I remember, like, for me, it was my tattoos. Like I did everything in my power to hide my tattoos from my parents for as long as humanly possible.
Right.
And I made it till I was 28 years old.
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Right. Considering I got my first one at 18, yeah, you know? And I remember, I'll never forget it. I was pregnant with my first baby and my mom was so excited, her first grandbaby on the way. So she came with me to the first doctor's appointment and all my tattoos were in hidden places. So places that she would never see normally.
Yeah, except.
And, except when you're at your first baby appointment with your gynecologist who's about to deliver your baby, you're standing there. She's like, and I see her face and it's like stone cold. It turns. And I'm like, uh-oh.
Knew instantly.
And I knew. I was like, the minute we get in the car, I'm going to be in so much trouble. And I was. And it, like, luckily, I was carrying her grandbaby.
Yeah.
So that was the only thing that
so she had to pull it back at some point. You'd be like, Mom, this is really stressful.
Yeah. Anna, when did you get that? Tell me the truth. Are there more? Are there more, Anna? There's more, Mom.
Yes.
No.
All right, there's a few more. Right. With me, it was my first dirt bike. So I bought a dirt bike like off a friend when I was like 11, you know, like allowances and different chores and stuff you were doing. And
how much was it?
I bought it for like $80.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It had a busted crankshaft and whatnot. It was crazy. Mm. But, you know, it still ran and it was definitely dangerous enough. I ran it into a truck, as a matter of fact. And my mom did not want me to have dirt bikes. And you know what? As a matter of fact, I nearly lied to her when I got my first street motorcycle, too. And I mean, I was at that point, I was 17. But I mean, still, If I got another one tomorrow, if I went out and bought like another bike tomorrow, like I would probably lie to my mother for the first 6 months.
I still get hesitation.
I would have to lie to my wife. She tells me I'm not allowed to have one now.
Even as a full-grown adult now, there's still certain things that you like. You're like, oh, please don't let my mom or dad find out. Who are you more? Were you more afraid of, your mom or your dad?
Gosh, you know, I would say probably my, probably my dad. I guess, yeah.
Yeah. I was more afraid of my father than my mom. Like, my mom, I knew that she would yell, it would be crazy, but then she would get over it.
Yeah.
My dad, you never knew what was going to happen. Like, it was like a loose cannon
could
right there.
It could get wild, right?
It could get real wild.
Yeah.
What's the most amount of money you ever had to pay for a traffic ticket?
Oh.
A guy in Finland just got hit with a ticket, $129,544.
I mean, how is that even possible?
Well, in Finland, they calculate your fine by how much money you make. So he's super rich. He, like, owns some kind of hedge fund that's worth $375 million.
Oh, man.
He was going 20 miles per hour over the limit. Boom, $130,000.
Imagine if that happened every time you got pulled over, like, on Rodeo Drive or in, you know, Greenwich or something like that. That would be painful, right?
They're like, we got to pull your W-2s. Hold on one second. Let me get your tax returns, and then I'll calculate this ticket. But that's not even the most that's ever been given a fine for a traffic speeding ticket. Switzerland does something very similar to Finland, where it's based on how much money you make.
Okay.
This one guy was going 180 miles per hour. He got hit with a $1 million ticket that he paid.
I mean, 189 miles per hour? Mm. That sounds like a commercial for like one of those supercars. No. So I think that he did it on purpose, but that sounds nuts. I would imagine, I've got my Finnish music here. What would happen? Like, do you go to court? Do you plead not guilty or something?
I think that's only in America. I think in Switzerland and Finland, you just have to pay. That's it.
You're guilty.
Like, that's it, right.
You're guilty. That's it.
I don't know. What's the most amount of money you ever paid on a traffic ticket?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I got some really big tickets back in the day. You know, sometimes you think you're doing nothing, and other times, like, you know, you're like, oh, I'm so dead. I got pulled over one time in California in the mid-90s, and I got a ticket for something like, it was like $500. And that's the mid-90s, man. It was like, that's like $1,500 today.
What
I mean,
you
it
doing?
Was absolutely nuts. I was speeding, and I mean, he said I changed lanes a couple times, and I had out-of-state plates at the time. And I tell you right now, he was so mad. I've never had a police officer where I felt like he was literally going to drag me out of the car and beat me up on the side of the road. He was so, he was like, you're disrespecting my highway. Right. He was so mad.
So what did you do? Did you pay it or did you fight it?
I cowered from this guy. I think I wrote in not guilty, but I mean, I think they made me pay. Yeah. I think they made me pay.
One time, I had like a month. I had a real bad month.
Yeah.
I hit a deer. It basically totaled my car.
I do remember that.
Then, because I had totaled the car.
It also totaled the deer.
Yeah, it was
just
not
so you know,
it was not pretty.
The deer exploded, but okay.
The deer exploded. It was terrible. And then I got a rental car because the car was destroyed.
Yeah.
And I got pulled over driving home from the gym and in the rental car. And I am certain, because everybody was flying around me, I was not going. I was going with the flow of traffic. I was not speeding as much as this cop. I think because my rental car had out of state plates and I had a baseball cap on, so I looked like a boy. I am telling you, that is why I got pulled over.
I mean, you tried to cry, right? It didn't work.
Well, I got a little weepy, and you know, he was not having it this day.
Not having it.
No, and then it didn't help that, like, when he found out it was a rental car, I had no paperwork in the car.
Oh,
none,
no.
Nothing. But the worst part about it, like, the ticket was like $380, and Raven decides that he's going to fight it with me, that we're going to go to court together.
I mean, I had fought literally at least a dozen tickets before that and had great levels of success.
Raven and I take the day off of work so we could go to the courthouse to fight the ticket. We walk in together, no joke. The woman in charge looked at him and goes, what is he doing here? And I go, I don't know. She was so mean.
She was so mean and intimidating. She was like, get out of here. And I ran out of the room.
He didn't even pause. He didn't even make sure I was okay. He turned around and ran out of that room so fast.
You had to pay the full amount.
Full amount I paid. I wish he went to work that day and left me alone.
Well, it's a good thing we live here and not in Finland.
That's true.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then you just have to decide who you think is right. The Couples Corps is brought to you by AT&T, a network that is making connections for Americans. Connecting changes everything. Learn more at att.com. Chuck and Kayla. Kayla, what's going on?
Hey, so every year I go out of my way to buy a big turkey. It's expensive. And then I cook it for hours and hours, even brine it the night before. And nobody ever eats it. Like, we have our whole family over, including in-laws, like cousins. Nobody barely eats the turkey. It's such a waste of money and energy. But everyone eats the ham. So I am proposing that we just skip the turkey and make the ham. Why go through the bother and the expense, you know?
So funny. I've been seeing this all over online. Like, is it divorcing the turkey? Because people are saying they don't want to make the turkey anymore.
I have a suggestion. Here's what we're going to do. If you all want to divorce your turkeys, you're going to make the turkeys as required as you are here in America. And then you will leave said turkeys in a safe container out front of your home for me. Mm-hmm. I will come pick up the cooked turkey, and that turkey will find a nice home in my belly.
Chuck, I'm going to guess that you're not happy with this.
I'm not happy with this. And listen, I'm a child of divorce, and I cannot divorce a turkey, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need the turkey. To me, it's like, I get it. No one eats it. I hear you. I understand food waste. Absolutely. But it's Thanksgiving. What's Thanksgiving without a turkey? Maybe we don't get a big one. Maybe we get a small one. Like, we got to have turkey on the table.
I don't eat the turkey either. I take a picture with it. I take a picture of it every single year, but I don't actually eat it. I have like a tiny little piece, like put it in my mouth, like just kind of like to check the box that here I ate the turkey. But that's not what I want. It's everything else. You're kind of exactly right, Kayla.
I eat the turkey for a week at least.
It's disgusting.
I'm telling you, man, I'll be picking at that thing for days. My wife will tell me it's unhealthy.
I can't wait to hear what people say. Do you agree with Kayla? Like, it's time to stop making the turkey. If your family doesn't eat it, how many people come to your dinner?
We have sometimes between like 15-ish, 17-ish, like both our sides come. And I mean, I eat some turkey. Some does get eaten. Does the whole thing get eaten? No. Do I have some sandwiches for a couple days? Yeah.
You're like the only one.
Let's see what the audience has to say. Maybe you agree with Kayla. Let it go. I mean, it's one of those things where if nobody's really enjoying it, why do we keep doing it? But maybe you see Chuck's side, too, that it's American tradition. And why end it? Just get up at 3 a.m. and make your turkey.
I'm going to need some of that poultry. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Chuck and Kayla are hosting Thanksgiving. And Kayla says nobody ever eats the turkey. Nobody likes the turkey. Chuck really is the only one that eats a few bites of it. She says people are stopping making it this year. This is like the year because it's expensive. I think we should do it too. We'll just make something else.
I don't know. I've been hearing the nightmares about how expensive it is. We've got a turkey sitting in my house right now. It didn't set us back all that much. And Chuck says he's not actually the only person that eats the turkey. Does everybody eat it? No. But some people do, and it's tradition, and he wants it out there. Maybe Kayla just doesn't want to cook this thing.
I know. In general, would you get rid of the turkey and get rid of that tradition if your family really didn't enjoy it? 1-800-330-9999. Emily, whose side are you on?
I kind of understand the wife's point of view because I hate waste. My husband always insists on two turkeys, and they never get eaten. But my suggestion is if you have a ham, make like a turkey breast. Then whoever wants turkey can have it. And not so much as wasted.
We did two turkeys for years, too. One baked and one fried. The greatest times of my life.
Oh, okay.
I mean, two turkeys seems like an enormous amount of work.
He loves turkey.
Yeah, well, I was good for 7 pounds of it.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Chuck and Kayla are hosting Thanksgiving this year, but here's the problem. Kayla says every year she makes the big turkey, and every year nobody eats it. It's like four bites that Chuck eats just because it's tradition. No one likes it. The Couples Court verdict is powered by Cricket. Snowed in without your crew? Stay connected with four lines of Cricket 5G lines for just $25 each. That's one less reason to stress this holiday season. Smile. You're on Cricket. She says it's a pain to make it. It's expensive this year. Just let it go. They don't need to make that anymore. They don't need the big ceremonial turkey in the center of the table.
No turkey, no drumstick, no sandwiches the day after, no stuffing with the cranberry on top of the turkey after. Some would say no turkey, no America.
But that's you, Raven. You like it. If their family doesn't like it, is this the year you divorce the turkey? What do you think? A lot of families are doing it. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. You just killed a living being. If you're not going to eat it, it died for no reason. That's disgusting.
Well, I would agree with the fact that if you're going to be wasteful, just for the sake of being wasteful or some sort of trophy on the table, then, yeah, I would agree with that sentiment. On the other hand, why not get a super small bird? And then he's happy. You know, the other people that are eating are happy, too. I don't know. Thank you for the call.
Hey, John, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. You got to have turkey on Thanksgiving, but I can understand her reasoning a little bit. My family actually had the same thing. We compromised by buying just like the Purdue turkey breast. That way he gets his turkey fixed and she doesn't have to worry about a giant bird that's going to rot.
We saw a guy yesterday. He bought a half a turkey.
He did.
Yep.
It was a turkey broil.
Yep.
Like it was stuffed and stuff. And I was like, that looks like a good idea. I'd be into that.
They look fancy.
Hey, Lisa, whose side are you on?
Hey, I'm casting my vote with the husband. I'm on his side. And if some people eat the turkey, they should just consider maybe buying just the turkey breast.
The other thing that they can do is they can just ignore expiration dates. Just if they allow him to gnaw on this turkey for the next 7 to 10 days, I'm sure he can finish it at some point.
Oh, or I thought you were going to say he could save it and use the same one every year. I'm just relieved that that's not what came out of your mouth.
No. You've got to finish this.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Chuck, our audience agreed with you. All right, you guys together are going to be getting up in the middle of the night to make the turkey like you do every other year.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much. Tradition, it's important.
Hey, hon. Maybe you should make the turkey this year.
I'm telling you, set up the fryer in the driveway, bro. Then you've got the excuse to spend the whole morning outside. You don't even have to talk to anybody.
Done. That sounds perfect.
All right. If you have a problem, Sue, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.